Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 14th, 1939, the world welcomed little baby Ralph Lauren.
It's a boy! What are you going to name him?
Ralph.
Ralph Lauren.
No, it's Ralph Lauren.
But he's going to be a fashion designer. It sounds much better as Lauren.
Except that it's not.
Are you sure?
Actually, our last name is Lifshitz.
Ooh, that doesn't work at all.
Ralph Lauren, not Ralph Lauren. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five, down close to it.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump planning sanctions against Turkey for attacking Kurdish fighters and civilians in Syria.
What he's also going to do is authorize a broad range of sanctions against current and former members of the Turkish government and others involved in human rights abuses in Syria, obstructing a ceasefire, threatening peace and stability in the region.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House, Turkey launching the offensive after U.S. troops pulled back.
The president said all U.S. troops in northeast Syria would be leaving the country, but will, quote, remain in the region. A small footprint of American forces will remain at a garrison in southern Syria to continue to disrupt remnants of ISIS, the president said.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. A white Texas police officer who fatally shot a black woman in her home has resigned. Police body cam footage shows Aaron Dean did not identify himself as an officer before he fired through a window, killing a Tatiana Jefferson. America is listening to Fox News.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Amanda Roland, you are this hour's name in the name game. Amanda Roland. Call us at 396-5477 before 6 p.m. and make sure you're one of those eligible to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. That's Amanda Roland, 396-5477. Our risky click of the day belongs to, you know, all the years I've been here, I've got 10,000 audio files. And some of them, I don't know what's on them because they've been around so long, I forgot. This one is called Columbus, I'm assuming after Christopher.
Let's hope.
And it says Jersey Shore. Now, it's been, what, like 8 years since Jersey Shore was a thing? But I haven't played it, so let's find out whether I need to keep it or get rid of it.
Tonight on Bravo, it's time-traveling reality TV.
With Christopher Columbus.
As he arrives with his crew from the Jersey Shore.
Aye, Christopher Columbus, claiming this land for Queen
Isabella.
Christopher Columbus comes face to face with reality.
TV.
Hey, who trashed in the bathroom on the Santa Maria?
All I got to say is that bathroom wasn't in the greatest condition to begin with.
Traveling with
Christopher Columbus.
When we get back home, we're going to be heroes, boys.
Joey D taking over Italy.
Time traveling with Christopher Columbus.
Tonight on Bravo.
It'll be way better.
And that sucks. But Jersey Shore is the show that gave us Snooki, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about this?
And global warming, I mean, every time I go down to Seaside, I'm sweating in places I've never sweated before. So obviously, the sun's coming closer to Earth, and we're all just sweating our off. So if we don't take care of this problem and, you know, make an ozone layer somewhere, the aliens are going to attack Earth and kill us all.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
You're not Greta Thunberg's mother, are you? We're going to check traffic and weather here real quick and then come back with Brant. It's 5:07.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic a little earlier, 2500 block of Madison Avenue. That's going to be right near Ann Street. A person tried to climb a pole with a vehicle. I guess they wanted to do a little pole dancing. It's still a little bit of a problem there. Watch out. Northeast Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and 231 to Wetumpka, a little bit busy. 231 to Wetumpka, busy at the red lights. Federal Drive, busy in front of Garrett Coliseum. And other than that, I-65 and 85 are looking good this afternoon. No accidents to report anywhere at this time. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A Selma High School student is behind bars for drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. And a $2.5 million federal grant will help bring new workers and hopefully expand economic development in rural West Alabama. The money's going to the University of West Alabama for work in a 10-county region. The area includes some of the state's poorest counties, and officials say the lack of qualified workers is a big part of that problem. Plus, today is the last day to go to the Alabama National Fair. The 10-day fair offers different competitions, rides, food, and fun for the entire family. Gates opened at 9 this morning, and students through 12th grade pay $5 admission, and adults pay $10. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're on the verge of some significant weather changes over the next few days as the rain chances dramatically start to increase by late tonight. Let's say the wee hours of the morning through Tuesday night, showers and storms into Wednesday morning. Could see perhaps a significant amount of much-needed rainfall. We certainly hope so. The signs are good. Before a strong cold front shuts off the rain Wednesday morning, much cooler air follows, and then we have some jacket weather nights later in the week, starting Wednesday night through the end of the week. Big changes soon. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the news according to Snooki. So there are some stories coming out in the news, and I have some serious opinions on them. You may ask, why do I have opinions on them? Well, I've always wanted to be an anchor woman, and hello, I look hot doing it. So let's get started.
Well, we were rummaging through the Snooki department in our audio files, and I wanted to hear what that had to say. Oh, my goodness. And what an undignified introduction to our friend Brant McDonald, Mr. Right on the Money. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. Pretty well. How are you?
I'm okay. I thought because today the banks were closed that the markets would be closed, but I guess the market doesn't always close when the banks do.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got certain kids out of school, others not so much, and then the banks, but the markets are open. It's a little odd.
And sure. What kind of a day was it on Wall Street? It seemed like pretty flat, slow trading day, big trading day. What's the big news that affects our money?
It was really sort of a relatively light trading day, actually, and that's not surprising because of the holiday. Some people went ahead and extended their weekends, but...
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you know, we had that big day on Friday, remember, because the Chinese were over here. They had a big, sort of announcement, joint announcement at that, before the vice premier from China went back to his homeland. And but since then, over the weekend, and certainly into the day-to-day, there's been all kinds of mixed headlines about whether or not a deal has actually been done or not. It's sort of bizarre. You've got the U.S. who, like I said, I mean, there they had the vice premier right there in the White House having this press conference together where he was even quoted and even got to comment on this deal. And now he goes back home and here we are. You know, the spin coming out of China is not so fast. You know, we still want to talk a little more before we do this, and on and on. And then, of course, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin had to come on CNBC earlier today. They interviewed him, and he gave him sort of an official comment about all of this, confusion. And he said, yeah, it's a little sort of a sticky situation. But, hey, you know, we said that it was going to take several weeks for us to actually document this. And if we need to meet face-to-face again, and that's what they want to do, we're certainly willing to do it. But we feel like we've got a deal to, quote, phase one here. So the markets, you know, you would have felt like we would have, you know, positive carryover from Friday. And certainly with futures markets after we closed on Friday would have indicated that, but not so much. You know, we were flatlined for most all day
in the
afternoon. Essentially closed down on the Dow about 24 points, which is basically a non-event.
Yeah.
And so that's that's kind of what's going on. That's the big story. You've got a lot of other headlines going on that's getting some attention, but I don't think it's market moving yet. You know, you had Brexit with the Queen's speech, which was a really big deal. That was today.
What did the Queen say?
Really, a bunch of nothing. If you really want to boil it down, she was somewhat supportive of what the people had to say, but she basically wants it to be responsible and, you know, so on and so forth. It was a bit of a risky move, actually, by Boris, because this is the first time they've had a Queen's speech, and I can't remember exactly, but it seems like maybe 14 or 15 years or so on a really hot issue like this. So that was a bit of a risky move, but looks like it's going to be somewhat effective, but yet really kind of leaves a lot to be desired, if you will.
It's stunning to me that this election for Brexit took place when 2016, and it's three years later, and they still haven't figured out how to do this. I think it's the same people that are stirring the you know what here, the globalists. They don't want Brexit. They don't want sovereignty. They want one big world nation under no God in particular.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's it. That's it in its entirety. They're trying to wait it out. The Labor Party especially wanting to wait this thing out. They think that they can win more votes in the next election in Parliament, take control of the situation, which is sort of bizarre. I mean, this is a vote of the people, and they were fairly clear. And I've even heard that if that were to happen, which I don't think it will, that they would want to put it up for a vote again, you know, thinking that maybe people have changed their mind now. It's just sort of ridiculous. But I can tell you, Boris, from what I know and what I've heard through my friends who are really good, close friends with Nigel Farage, who started this whole movement, that this is going to happen. It's either going to happen the hard way, or it's going to be the easy way. But one way or the other, it's going to happen. And so that bears closely watching. This Turkish thing is another thing, I think, to keep up with, because what Turkey is doing, you know, they've invaded northern Syria. I'm sure you've seen this.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bad. There are full-blown, all-out war crimes. The atrocities that are happening are just really bad. I mean, we haven't seen this bad in a long time, especially a country like Turkey that's a member of NATO. And, of course, this is a result of Trump pulling out of the region, which was very surprising. I, for one, and I can tell you for whatever it's worth, was officially part of keeping our troops there. I didn't think that was a good decision by the president. But it's his decision, and now he's, you know, going after them with sanctions, you know, going after Turkey with sanctions to try to stop them. But I'm not sure that's going to get their attention. I mean, the horses have left the barn, and so we'll see what happens. Hopefully that doesn't get too much worse over there. It could be highly destabilizing, especially if the Russians get involved. But be that as it may, again, it just bears watching. But as I said, all of these are other headlines going on around out there. The biggest story is going to, by far, is going to remain China. And, you know, if he can put this thing to bed and get it done, this phase one deal, then I think that will go a long way, you know, for financial markets. The other thing I would say, tomorrow we kick off earnings season, and we've got several really large U.S. money center banks that are going to be reporting. It'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. And I know I've said this before, but this is a critical time. We're going into the fourth quarter at a moment in time where the rest of the world is really experiencing a dramatic slowdown. And we're going to hear what these CEOs have to say about their future and what things look like. And this is, as I said, could be a game changer. It's the one thing that could override what's happening in the trade deal with China, because if they say, you know, earnings are coming down or they're trying to bring estimates down, that could be a problem. You know, I suspect that U.S. domestic-based companies whose revenues are largely sort of ring-fenced within our border are probably doing fairly well. Companies who get a lot of their revenues from across the ocean, whether it's in Asia or whether it's Europe, probably going to have a difficult time. So, you know, again, we're at a very sort of in a fluid situation. This Chinese trade deal, this Turkish thing going on, and Brexit and earnings all happening in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Because remember, we've got a deadline on the Brexit,
right,
which is October 31st. So this is sort of a smorgasbord of events that have all come together at the same time, and it could be very much market move.
Well, we will be watching all of it, and that's what you do so brilliantly for us, is explain how these events can ultimately affect our money, your money in particular. And while we're at it, let's talk about not only protecting your money, but growing it for your future needs, building a nest egg, saving for retirement, your kids' education. That peace of mind that comes with knowing, hey, I did a smart thing. I started setting aside a few bucks on a regular basis, and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management helped me grow it into something really spectacular. All they want you to do at McDonald Hagen is come in and sit down and have a conversation about you and your goals. That's it. No, you don't have to bring in money or checkbook or anything. It's just a conversation. You will have become managerial about your money at that point, and then you'll have to be making decisions. So take advantage of it. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen. Wealth Management, Brant. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure will. It's going to be a big day tomorrow with those earnings. It's going to be a big week. We're going to have a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Did hear somebody say today that, you know, on the withdrawal of our troops from Turkey or Syria, wherever it is.
Syria.
That we've got troops over there protecting their border, but we're not taking care of our own. This doesn't make any sense. But we've got Mexico helping out with that. Those tariffs will get people's attention. It's 522.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
As far as Syria is concerned, here's a quote from Mark Noonan that's worth digesting. Pretty much anything you see out of Syria right now is emotion-driven propaganda designed to stampede you into an action against your own best interests. Or am I the only person who's ever heard of war propaganda? Something to think about. 523. God, that made me sound smart.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some problems. Busy right now on Federal Drive in front of Garrett Coliseum. That's fair traffic. Good bit of traffic on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to East Chase and on over to Vaughan. 65 northbound out of Montgomery, a diabetic emergency along the highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles and the slowdown. Also on I-65 northbound, just past Pimp Lala, headed into Montgomery, we have an accident. Make sure that you slow down. That's got a bit of a backup there on 65. That's going to be just past the Flying J Travel Center. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic this afternoon. It's a busy Columbus Day. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tuition free!
Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates.
Does adulthood dismay you? Hug me and I'll pay you. You won't have to grow up, it's true. All your bills will be paid. Your adulthood delayed. And I'll give all this money to you. Bob Commute.
You will get from Bob.
I lived in a basement for 4 years.
All this money if I get this job.
My school didn't have a rock climbing wall.
Sometimes wear two bras at once.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm scared to get like implants. So instead of getting implants.
Why would you need to get implants?
Well, this is actually a Victoria's Secret bra. That's why they look like this right now.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to wear two bras, this is what it would look like.
Two bras?
Yeah. It just like pushes them up and makes them look voluptuous.
Really?
If that's the word.
Yeah, it is the word.
Yeah.
Voluptuous.
That was wrong, right?
Hi, I'm Alan Ludden. The password is voluptuous.
Is that our favorite Snooki?
It goes to show that being a professional moron is a great career for about 2 or 3 years, and then everybody gets over the novelty. And I wonder what Snooki is doing these days. Can we find out?
I'm sure we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
hold on.
We can.
Save your fingers there, Rosie. I'm going to Google this live on the radio.
Oh.
Now, can you spell Snooki?
There you go.
Are there two O's, or is it a U?
Two O's.
Two O's? Is there an I?
It's a double O. Everybody knows that, Seth.
Oh, that's why she wears two bras.
All right, what is the Jersey Shore cast doing now?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I think the situation had to go to court not long ago for tax evasion.
Yeah, there were some issues with a couple of those twerps. Well, this is just the most useless thing. I always click on the one thing that's a total waste of time. Where are they now? People.com. Well, this is fairly recent. Jersey Shore cast. 10 years later. All right. I didn't know her real name was Nicole Polizzi. Polizzi? Better known as Snooki, became one of the breakout stars of the show. I got news for you. The only thing she broke out of was that Victoria's Secrets bra she was just discussing. The housemates did not like Snooki, who was then 21. Of course, everything changed with the punch heard around the world when an ex-gym teacher punched her in the face. The outrage was national and turned the man into a villain. After this incident, the housemates in America both decided to love Snooki for who she is. Everything she said was instantly quotable. Where's the beach? It was like trying to fit a watermelon into a pinhole in Meatball Problems. She's changed. She actually does look a lot less stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
The way, that's much more of an elegant list. That New Jersey, that hard-ass northeastern, New Jersey.
The water.
She's 31. She has 3 children with her husband, Gianni Lavelle. She's still close with the castmates, especially Jenny. Blah, blah, blah. 2 of them had their own show, Snooki and JWoww, which lasted 4 seasons. And most recently, she's been hosting How Far Is Tattoo Far? Alongside younger star and tattoo aficionado Nico Tortorella. Is there anybody with a name that's less than 5 syllables in this story?
Everybody's Italian.
So, she's still, I think her days as a phenomenon are in the rearview mirror, but she still sounds like she's having fun. How far is too far with a tattoo? I would like to one day have a really honest afternoon show about women and tattoos and where you put them.
Well, you'd have to get someone in here who has one who could give you that information.
My daughter has tattoos. almost...
I know several.
All of her girlfriends do, and I know that at some level it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, I'm one of these old-fashioned, flaming heterosexual men that sees a woman's body as a blank landscape of beauty.
Oh, like a sunrise.
A woman is like a new railroad car until some tagger comes up and starts painting art on it. That's a terrible metaphor. It was maybe one of the worst I've ever said in the
But I get what you're saying.
Tram stamps are bad.
Why would a woman do that? Why would a woman put a pair of wings over her butt?
I don't get it.
The message
I've
there? I'm easy?
You didn't have
to get a tattoo to do that. Most of us can tell.
I've seen some women like who had a anklet tattooed on her ankle.
Oh, that's cute.
And a little butterfly on her shoulder. It was tasteful.
But when you got a dolphin jumping over the Grand Canyon...
The problem with it is when you...
Where is the Grand Canyon?
When you age, you know, things don't look the way that they did when you put that tattoo on.
That's the
problem.
That butterfly in your butt's going to look like it went back into a caterpillar by the time you're about 65, 70 years old.
Your dolphin turns into a whale.
This would be a good time...
Only Seth.
Sorry.
This would be a good time to give away a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Yes.
Ooh. And we will mail this to you.
Mm-hmm. With stamps and all.
Yes, because getting something in the mail is a real... special thing.
That's right. You go to your mailbox, and is it there today? And then you take it to the pizza place, which is easy to find at Harrison and Perry Hill by that little Dollar General store there, and enjoy this pizza. Or, of course, if you're just looking to enjoy a great pizza or their buffet, they have so many different. And we're going to be back there a week from tomorrow, the 25th.
The 22nd.
God.
He's all right.
Put that calendar on the wall.
I think my brain took Columbus Day off today. I think that's part of the issue here. Just stop by and enjoy it. But I thought we'd ask, I'd like to reward people that I know have been listening. So just name the guest who joined us between 3 and 4 o'clock today to talk about the wine festival coming up. All we need is his name, first and last. At 272-9228, and we will mail you this Pizza Place gift card for a 14-inch, three-topping pizza. You might want to try the BLT. That was pretty sensational. I loved it. A lot of folks are trying that cheeseburger pizza. Looked good, too.
I didn't get any of that.
Well, we're going to get some the next time we go back.
Yeah.
Which is a week from tomorrow, the 22nd. Not the 25th, like I heard some idiot mention a few minutes ago. So who was that man that was with us between 3 and 4? 272-9228. Lots going on the roads. We'll check in with Skipper here in a moment. In the meantime, today is the 14th, so I should have my electric bill by Friday, and I'm looking forward to it. And you're probably wondering...
Why
would you look forward to an electric bill? Because Clark's came out and found, after the last one went over $500, I was like, come on. And I called Clark's and got my fall service a bit early, and what they discovered was the dry weather and mowing the lawn, micro clippings and stuff were getting sucked into the coil on the outside unit, and clogging it was about 90% clogged with these tiny little grass things. So they came out and cleaned that. But with that type of situation, it wasn't able to breathe the way it should, and it made it run very, very inefficiently and far more often than it needed to. And they addressed this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to see a difference, and I will tell you how much it is from one to the other. But that's how Clark's, I mean, just this one particular service pays for the cost of a membership, $159 annually, so you get the tune-ups to your system. You have the guarantee of priority service for any heating, AC, or plumbing issue that may come up. They are on the way. Urgent care is what I call it. And you'll appreciate that. Plus, they hire the best and most talented people and who are just incredibly nice as well. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. All right, Tommy wants to give us the name of the individual that was here between 3 and 4 this afternoon to win this pizza.
Ken Reynolds.
Ken Reynolds, our buddy. FunInMontgomery.com, by the way, to get tickets. And Tommy B., you won yourself a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. Hang on. Rosie's going to get your address and watch your mailbox.
I appreciate it.
Because it could be there anywhere from, if we get it in the mail tonight, Wednesday and Valentine's Day. You never know what the mail, do you? 5:36.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-65 northbound. This is going to be out near the Alabama Safari Park before you get to Hope Hull. That accident has things backed up all the way to the I-65 Cloverfield Road exit near the Flying J Travel Center. So it's going to take you a few minutes to get through there and on into Montgomery. Use caution. Around Montgomery, things are moving. There's a little congestion in front of Garrett Coliseum with the fair tonight. And over on Taylor Road, but no accidents to report around the city. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A $2.5 million federal grant will help bring new workers and hopefully expand economic development in rural West Alabama. The money's going to the University of West Alabama for work in a 10-county region. The area includes some of the state's poorest counties, and officials say the lack of qualified workers is part of that problem. And today's the last day to go to the Alabama National Fair. The 10-day fair offers different competitions, rides, food, and fun for the entire family. Gates open at 9 this morning. It's Students' Day. So students through 12th grade pay a $5 admission, and adults pay $10. Plus, a Selma High School student is behind bars for drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're on the verge of some significant weather changes over the next few days as the rain chances dramatically start to increase by late tonight. Let's say the wee hours of the morning through Tuesday night, showers and storms into Wednesday morning. Could see perhaps a significant amount of much-needed rainfall. We certainly hope so. The signs are good. Before a strong cold front shuts off the rain Wednesday morning, much cooler air follows, and then we have some jacket weather nights later in the week, starting Wednesday night through the end of the week. Big changes soon. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, he got him three ships and he sailed them quick. With a salty old crew of fine fellas. Well, find a spice route because you're kinda cute, is what Chris said to Queen Isabella. He was a cool cat, knew the world was not flat. In fact, he said it was shaped like a melon. He had no fear and he sailed 30 years before that big sissy Magellan. Took a long trip on those three little ships through some big storms that caused them some worry. But they didn't have lime, so they weren't feeling fine when they all got a touch of the scurvy. The men were so glad when they finally found land, and it didn't come one moment too soon. When they ducked from the sea, they all ran to the trees because none of the ships had a men's room. And here's one thing more, there were natives on the shore, and the men found them all to their liking. The natives confessed they were quite unimpressed, said you've come in second place to the Vikings. He made a mistake, but let's give him a break, 'cause he sailed the ocean humongous. Now there's sales at the stores and the banks close their doors to honor Christopher Columbus.
It is 5:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Time for...
Time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News. Let's go. I always have a pile of stupid news in front of me because I get all kinds of stuff every day. I sort through it and say, well, maybe the listeners will want to know about this. I'll bet you've given deep thought to the most dangerous part of eating and driving at the same time. And we do that.
Soup? Yeah, we do.
Unwrapping your food is the biggest distraction. Not lifting a, if you know where your meat is, you pick it up and put it in your mouth, and that's, but unwrapping it, especially with some of these convoluted cardboard mouse traps they put the fast food in.
It's because it's, you're taking your eyes off of the road.
Yeah. Oh,
I did that earlier with a sub.
Uh-oh.
God, I did that once. Was that one of my first drives back to South Florida from here to see Goose? And I was down. I used to take 231 all the way to I-10. But 2.5 hours of I-10 is more than any human being should have to endure. So somebody had suggested take 84, the road, not the caller, east to Highway 27 and take that down to Tallahassee. In fact, it was a woman that used to live in Alabama that told me it's about the same amount of time, maybe a few miles shorter, but it's more scenic. You won't feel as, numb while you're driving all those miles. And I've been doing that for, 10, 12 years. But cutting through the west side of Dothan to get to I-10, there was a subway, and I made the mistake. I saw it, and I said, that sounds great. So I pulled over, and I got a foot-long tuna sub. And with a tuna, you have to have shredded lettuce, a little onion, a little green pepper. And I don't know if the road was bumpy or what it was, but I was nibbling on this thing while I'm driving, and when I made my next stop, I was horrified at the amount of lettuce that was on the floor, on the console, everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there were little green pieces of lettuce. Don't ever make the mistake of, even if you park at the Burger King, don't ever eat a Whopper in your car, because that smell will stay for a month. It'll smell
Whopper-ish.
Onion-y. Yeah, Whopper-ish. Very good. That Whopper, that aroma just lingers. So I don't recommend that. The most popular foods that we eat behind the wheel: French fries, candy bars, burgers, chips, and a tie between donuts and granola bars. But again, donuts can also be, depends on what you get.
Yeah,
one jelly filled and one bite, and you got a big guad of something somewhere.
Yeah, strawberry comet going down the front of your business shirt. I used to, there was a Canadian donut place called Horton's that was close to my house in Pompano, and I used to stop there, and I could afford to eat donuts then because I was 180 pounds. But I had a special way. I would gnaw the donut and the frosting off the top of the donut and then throw it out the window.
Eat the good stuff.
Well, you don't really need all that cake. It's the frosting and the cake. So I really got good at shearing off the top. And most of the donut went out the window.
The birds loved you.
The birds loved me. I never felt like I was littering. But there's very few donuts that don't create either, like, you get something with sprinkles.
Yeah.
G&S has this new one with maple frosting and bacon bits on the top.
Maple I bet
bacon
that's is so good. Good. I've never had one, but I've heard.
Tough to eat.
It still makes me think of the guy that was eating donuts and got arrested for crystal meth, and it was just donut crust.
I remember that story.
Then it turned into bird poop.
Here's the other thing. Even a glazed donut, unless you, you know, put a wrapper, and they usually stuff those into the bag around the donut, that even in an air-conditioned car, some of that glaze gets on your fingers, and the next thing you know, your steering wheel...
Exactly.
Looks like you waxed it and forgot to take it off. So there are...
I keep wipes in my car just so that I can wipe stuff down.
You're one of those people. I need a box of ShamWows to suck up all the spilled debris. Coffee, oh my God.
Chocolate fountain?
Yeah.
Chocolate. I don't have the chocolate.
I hadn't carried that for a while.
Now, I did used to have the pot of chocolate, but what happened was I would take a little plastic tablespoon, but I wouldn't get it over to my mouth quick enough, and some of the chocolate would drip down on the console. And then in a beige, which is the interior of mine, then that gets ground into the texture of the leather, whatever it is. And then you really got to work to get that clean.
Yeah, chocolate stains, too.
And I got a couple of, that just fell right on the upholstery.
Oh. And nobody wants to believe it's chocolate.
Yeah.
That is true.
It is rather ugly.
You always feel like when you, this stain that you see here, because nobody's going to put their nose down there and check to see if you're lying. Yeah. It's always good to have a receipt to prove that you're, in fact, eating chocolate donuts or whatever. And over half of Americans do that. Now, I hope that you found that little piece of news as
fascinating
as we did. Quick check on the roads at 5:50.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a few minutes ago. Highway 31, the Mobile Highway at I-65. Use caution if you're traveling on Mobile Highway underneath I-65 there. Around the boulevard, we're looking good. Interstate 65 and 85 through Montgomery looks great as well. Some congestion in front of Garrett Coliseum. Final night of the Alabama National Fair. A lot of folks are headed to the fair at this hour. Everywhere else, well, we're looking really great. No accidents to report at this time. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring your family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and at Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But even with our incredible staff, Rye Airlines wouldn't be what it is today without the help of all of you. From the parents who ignore their screaming kids member, to the angry businessman shouting on his cell phone for the whole plane to hear, to the armrest hugger, the leg spreader, the guy who sits window but has to pee every 20 minutes, the overly friendly guy who talks the whole flight despite seeing you trying to sleep, even the guy who's constantly farting thinking we don't know it's him. And even though we have fun here at Rye Airlines, we always take your safety very seriously with our newly updated Honest Safety Demonstration video.
Hello, and welcome to Rye Airlines. This is your safety demonstration video, which none of you are actually going to listen to, but we're going to do it anyway so that you don't sue us. There are 4 emergency exits on this aircraft. In the unlikely event of surviving a plane crash, a life vest is located in a pouch underneath your seat, but so is the luggage of the guy sitting behind you, so you probably won't have access to it.
There's a, we're still in stupid news here. We're just killing time here on the final minutes of this Columbus Day Spectacular. But apparently there's some kind of a trend with women and toothpaste.
Do tell.
I will quote this as delicately and gentlemanly as I can. A gynecologist in England says putting toothpaste there is a bad idea.
Toothpaste is for your teeth.
Yeah. I never heard of that before, but it's big enough to make a story. And now I can throw that sheet away.
I love you, Rosie. I'm not going to say anything.
And our rocket scientist this morning was the state of Rhode Island, because you know what they want to do? They want to charge $15 when you walk in the door.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because all their services are now online, so they feel like you're just imposing. Poor people that can't figure out the internet or navigate his stuff or come into a
That's
problem.
That's ridiculous. Or the elderly.
Yeah.
The ones that need, you know, the help the most are going to be charged extra.
Yeah. That's basically how it works. That's government, man.
Yeah. And nowadays, everybody's got a cell phone. Just about.
Well.
But, I mean, how are you going to charge those folks? $15.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. It's insanity.
Just for the right to go to the probate office? I don't think so.
And then they're still going to be mean to you.
Come in.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to make them any happier.
We're going to charge you $15 to treat this badly.
I've had pretty good... I mean, it's rare that I have to go to any of the probate offices, but I've really had pretty good luck.
Yeah.
You're like a little fella.
You know what? People. You got to go to the right one. There's one out. You go down...
McGee?
Yeah.
That's the one I go to. They're very efficient.
There's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, you just walk in and get done what you need done.
In the old Pier 1 building.
Yeah, that's the place. Your CBD store is a source of solutions for a variety of conditions. Pain, for example. Their topical creams are very effective. CBD products are totally legal. And your CBD store carries the SunMed product line, which is one of the best, 100% pure CBD, totally legal, no high in this, and not only solutions for people with not only pain, but sleeping issues and more, for pets as well. Marissa and Larry are your two experts. They can answer any question. I know, because I asked quite a few. And they can explain not only the products that are available to help you with whatever you need help with, but why they work so effectively. I was so impressed with them. And anything you're going to do with your body, you want people that really know their stuff. Cannabis oil, better known as CBD, is a compound found in industrial hemp plants that offers numerous benefits, and it interacts with the cannabinoid already in your system.
Cannabinoids.
Cannabinoid.
Oh.
Yeah.
They combine cannabinoid and cannabinoid oil.
Yes. Well, I mean, you can get the oil tinctures. They have gummies. They have soft gel capsules. It depends on how you want to use the product. But the pet treats have been amazingly effective for dogs, not just with pain, but with anxiety. Dogs that get nervous around thunderstorms and that kind of stuff. Stop by and see them. They're open 10 to 6 at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, or call them at 593-0818. And please tell Marissa and Laurie you heard about them here.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic a little earlier. We had an accident on Highway 31, the Mobile Highway, and I-65. Might want to use caution there. We had the report of an accident on I-85 southbound at Court Street, but we're not seeing anything on the cams right there. We think whatever happened there might be out of the way at this time. Interstate 65 and 85 through Montgomery seem to be rolling along just fine. The only real congestion we have in the city right now is in front of Garrett Coliseum for the final night of the Alabama National Fair. Drive carefully out there. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping in East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till